I'm here with Sean Chamberlain, who's author of The Transition Timeline. We're here today at Holyrood350.org. Sean, why was it important for you to write your book, first of all?
Well, the book really grew out of three things. Firstly, it was that transition communities were asking for a big picture of what's going on, what's likely to happen to us over the next 20 years with regard to peak oil and climate change, but also with regard to government policy decisions, food supply to the UK, issues like that. So that was one thing, a sort of a research brief. The second thing was my personal worry about, is transition and all the other initiatives that are going on really adequate to the scale of the challenges that we face? Because that was sort of my background. I came into it from a slightly doomerish perspective of studying peak oil and climate change for many years. And then the third thing was, I've just been interrupted by someone else. The third thing was looking at the cultural stories that underlie the kind of actions and decisions that we take, and really fleshing out the transition vision, the really positive, realistic vision of the kind of future that we want to create. And of course, that's in draft form. That's not something that, you know, five of us sat around the table and decided. That's something that communities are creating as they go through the transition process around the world.
Okay, and you believe that we should be telling positive stories, giving people an idea of what life realistically might be like in the future if we make these transitions. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there are probably three dominant stories that underlie kind of our thoughts about the future in our culture. And one is everything will carry on much the same. One is, we're all doomed, it doesn't matter what we do. And the third is probably this sense of science will save us, you know, we don't have to worry about this. And I think all of those are very dangerous in different ways. And it's very easy to see why the sort of techno-utopia vision is the most appealing of those three. But that's where the realism comes in. We can't solve today's energy problems with tomorrow's new technologies. And so if we're realistic about it and we actually look at the scale of our climate challenge, the scale of our energy challenge, then we think, well, what are we left with in terms of a positive vision? And that's really what we're trying to flesh out. We're trying to say, well, actually, if we can rebuild community, for example, that's something that people really miss, but it's also something that's really essential to having a sustainable future. And so it's finding these, it's taking a realistic look at the problems and then from that deciding, well, what kind of future do we want to create, and fleshing out that vision. That's, I think, why my work goes under the banner of dark optimism, because we have to look at the darkness and acknowledge that we face these challenges, but look at it in the most optimistic way possible about what we can do about it.
Okay, and tell me about why your work focuses on individuals and on community groups rather than why aren't you heading up Copenhagen Climate Change Conference this year?
Well, you didn't ask me.
Oh,
but no, I did sort of consider getting involved at that level. But it increasingly became apparent to me that the national and the international level, the frameworks that are being discussed there, whether it's international climate negotiations or national carbon rationing, whatever it is, those exist only to stimulate change at the local and the personal level. That's where all the emissions come from, that's where we all live, that's where all the demand for energy comes from. And so that struck more and more, the more I work on this, the more I see that as the real key battleground. We absolutely do need those frameworks to stimulate and support and encourage it, because we do face a global problem and we do need global cooperation on it. But the real action is local communities reshaping their local environment, rebuilding their local lifestyles and creating a happier future.
Fantastic, Sean. Thank you very much. What's your website?
It's www.darkoptimism.org.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.